Can I say that about the owner?
She's the boss, whatever she wants.
I better be careful.
Remember, she's... Which microphone?
Mario's going to be on number four. Pull that microphone right up to you, big boy. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks, Sam.
What's going on?
Well, we live in Springfield.
How long you been here?
That's funny you asked.
Funny I asked.
I've been in America 50 years now.
Congratulations.
This month.
Came from where?
Castelvetrano, Sicily.
Sicily.
Sicilia.
How old were you when you came over?
I was 6 years old.
And walk me through. Did the entire family, mom, dad, everybody come?
My dad was a designer tailor, and he got employed through Caps and Sons in Jacksonville, Illinois.
So you lived in Jacksonville for a while, or you always live in Springfield?
I went K through 12th grade.
In Jacksonville?
Yeah.
So Jacksonville High School?
Right.
And then graduated from there.
Correct.
What prompted the move to Springfield?
Oh, my parents retired here in 85, and when I was living in Southern California, I used to come by here and visit them.
What'd you do in Southern California?
I was a tailor.
So right out of high school, did you go into the tailor business?
Yes. Yeah, I was my dad's protege.
Oh, okay, so you learned it from your dad.
Right.
You don't go to school to learn to be a tailor?
Not in our world, no. It was hand-taught by my father. My dad went to the school in Milan.
How old were you when the family moved here, did you say?
Six.
Did you realize, at 6 years old, do you remember what your feelings were leaving Sicily, knowing that you were coming to the United States as legal immigrants?
Right. We had everything worked out.
Were you scared at all?
We came through Ellis Island. I saw the Statue of Liberty when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
So that was a...
But I mean, it's got to be a little strange for you knowing you're going to go to a school. Could you speak English at the time?
Not a word.
So how did they handle it in school? They said learn English.
Well, when I was 6 years old, my brothers came over as teenagers.
Okay.
And so they had speech pathologists and,
tutors
and whatnot, if you will. And my brother graduated from Illinois College. The other one went to the military, and the other one worked for Motorola.
And you never went to college at all? You said
no,
that?
No, I went to SIU Carbondale.
Oh, did you graduate from there?
I went 2.5, 3 years.
Okay, fine.
So,
and so now, remind everybody what you do here in Springfield for a living.
I own Mario's. It's called Metro Mario's Tailoring.
And what, in fact, you tailor everything?
I'm a leather specialist.
Well, specialize in leather.
Yeah, I cater to the bikers.
Okay.
And I've been at that location for 23 years now, Sam.
Fantastic. All right. Begs the question. Here's
right
the
on.
Question. You know what I'm going to ask. Are you going to run for mayor? I'm serious now, because there are a lot of people wanting to know, because if you decide to get in, you'd be the fifth candidate probably, assuming Corey Jobe's going to get in. I think he is. Jim Langfelder is going to get in. Houston and Paolo Zola have already announced. So if you would jump in the mayor's race as the fifth candidate, or if there's somebody else, that would necessitate a primary. If you don't get in, only four get in, and somebody else could get in besides you. So I've set the table. Are you going to run for mayor?
At this time, no.
You're not?
Not at this time.
How come?
Well, it looks like it's
pretty solid field?
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking. The other day. I said,
you know,
why would somebody get in? Because you got four pretty good candidates, do we not, Mario?
Well, let me tell you.
Please.
This way. It's all about money.
All right.
And every one of those votes out there, they work for them. And that money is being spent to get the vote. And I don't have that kind of money. And
did you have it 4 years ago?
No.
But you ran for mayor?
Correct. The first time was an almost situation. But I learned about the technicalities of getting on the ballot.
Okay.
And then the second time I got on the ballot, but the field was flooded with a lot of talent.
Yes. So,
you know.
And you are, I don't know if you're a man of means, but you don't want to spend or try to raise a whole lot of money to get elected mayor.
I think I might, in this aspect of my experience, I think I might help somebody become
really?
Mayor. Yeah.
Why do you like Springfield? What about it do you like?
Well, my mom and dad retired here.
Okay.
A lot of Italians in this community.
Yeah.
And my brother and my other brother are nearby.
Besides family, though, what about the community do you like?
Well, the business aspect of it is good for me. I've been here 23 years, self-employed. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
I mean,
Where'd you get the interest to do the media thing? Because you do have a camera, and you like to use that camera.
Well, the public access, which is funded through your dollars when you pay into Comcast,
there's
a little portion of that money goes to the public.
Okay.
And the public has a voice. Now, a lot of these stations are going, belly up because there's no support for them.
Right.
And I think it's great that people can have a perspective or a view and put it out there for the public to hear it. And I've done everything from comedy to politicians to the Illinois State Fair, the St. Patrick's Day Parade,
yeah.
which you always are the grandmaster.
Yeah. Always acknowledge Mario when he's in the parade.
I think it's just a way to let the community see themselves at what they do.
Is there one or two of the things that you have filmed or recorded on location, whether it be the State Fair Parade, or it be walking around the State Fair, St. Pat, you named a lot. Is there one or two, I mean, I've seen you do motorcycle rallies to raise money. Is there one or two that stick out in your mind as being what you thought was the best or the most fun?
I've done 120 shows. It's kind of hard. It's almost like asking, you probably have done a million radio shows.
Yeah, probably.
I think probably the fair.
The State Fair Parade or the fair itself?
Walking the fair, around. Walking around.
Walking around the fair.
We did a little spoof on Sonny and Cher. I had a Sonny and Cher actor from the Illinois Film Commission.
Okay.
And we walked around the fair one day, and people were just, they were reacting just in the most bizarre way, but those guys looked like Sonny and Cher. And so we filmed it. We did an episode out the fair, and everybody loved it.
Why do you think the fair is so popular?
I think it's, you know, it brings southern and northern Illinois together.
Okay, in the middle of the state.
And we host
And I think it brings portions of Springfield together, too, to be
I
quite
do.
Honest.
Yeah, the communities.
The community comes together. I'm not so sure a lot of West Enders go to the fair as much as North Enders, East Side, South Side. But there's an ample number, I think.
I think it all depends on the activities of the day. If you have a really solid band, which sometimes they get some pretty good groups there,
yeah.
I think that draws a lot of different crowds, a younger crowd or an older crowd. But Ethnic Village is always a big hit, right?
Good time,
with
absolutely.
All the ethnic food.
Yes.
And you know, the rides.
And I'll tell you, it's the best people-watching venue we have in Central Illinois.
Right.
It really is. I mean, you know, Taste of Downtown is good. I understand that. And the Rib Fest and everything and the art show. But the best venue we have in Springfield for people watching is the Illinois State Fair.
I agree.
Because you can just sit there under a shade tree or walk around. And the minute you think you've seen everything that people can dress or not dress as, something else is going to come by and knock that off the perch. So it is a neat operation.
I like the free music you can just
a lot listen. Of free bands, absolutely yeah. free stages and so on.
And getting around to the fairgrounds, how about the Springfield Mile? That's a big draw for Illinois.
What do you if you weren't doing what you did for a living, what you do for a living, you know, tailor, leathering and so on, what would you be doing?
If I didn't go in that vocation?
Yeah, if you didn't go that vocation.
My God, I'd be a radio talk show host.
No, you wouldn't. Maybe you would, I don't know. Oh, what would you do really?
If I had my wish?
Yeah.
You're asking me if I had a wish.
Yeah, if you have a wish.
I think.
What's Mario Angolio want to do if he wasn't doing what he's doing for a living?
I think I would have started out restoring automobiles from the 1940s to the 1970s. I could have.
Do you have any of those in your collection?
I have a couple. You know, you see them in the fair.
Yeah.
But I'm on a poor man's diet, you know. So
how tough is it to restore? I know nothing about that. Where did you learn that trade at?
I picked up on doing upholstery work in Southern California.
Really?
And putting cars together out there.
How long were you in Southern California?
11 years.
Why does the car scene dominate Southern California? It seems like, whether it be Little Deuce Coupe or whatever, Southern California was the epitome for cars. Everybody had to cruise Pacific Coast Highway, you know, from up at Malibu all the way down to Laguna. It was just incredible. Why do you think the love and fascination was with cars in Southern California?
Well, because the port and the metal and everything came through that way, and they were assembled in California. Van Nuys is where my 50 Chevy was made.
Really?
The convertible, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a Van Nuys stamp, manufacturer stamp on it.
You still have it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I drive it in the parade. You see
okay,
me?
Yeah, right. I didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention to
so
you.
The,
and not the parade, or not the car.
The car was made in California, but it was sold in Bath, Illinois in 1950, and the guy that owned it was a farmer for 47 years.
And so you didn't buy it in California?
No. I bought this car here on the North End. It was on North Grand, believe it or not.
And it was sold in Bath, Illinois?
It was purchased
Okay.
By a rich farmer.
Okay.
And he put it in his shed for, or his farm, barn for 47 years, and then the guy I bought it from painted it one time only, freshened it up.